Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby Jane's bringing us back.
And
I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Brad Huskin is our guest, original founding member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 17 years with him. We appreciate, Brad, we appreciate your abiding support of all the things that we do here.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me on the show on a regular basis. It kind of mellowed me out there on that.
There you go.
Blast from the past.
You're always welcome here, Brad. Of course, folks, IAStraining.com. And you can subscribe to his weekly sales update. Munchies for Salespeople is one of his books. And I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD is another one of his books. And just whatever he has a lot of programs there on his website that will help you fulfill, actually accomplish this training we've been talking about. But I want to.
One thing I do want to mention, Jim, this is something that's pretty new, is we actually have web-based training now.
Right.
So, you know, they get a 50% discount if they mention the Small Business Advocate.
Just mention my name and, you know, that dummy on the radio, whatever it takes to, you know, they'll recognize me. And he'll give you a discount. Good for you. Thanks for that, Brad. We like discounts around here. So, Brad, one of the things that I keep yelling at television when I hear people talking about, you know, government solves this and government needs to do more of this and we got all these things. What I keep yelling at the television is, hey, you dummies, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. The importance of salespeople, the importance of a transaction, the importance of a customer and a business coming together, it is the headwater of everything that happens good on planet Earth. Am I overstating anything?
No, I think you're absolutely right, and I've always said that. I think that life is sales and dealing with husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, sons, daughters, coworkers,
3-year-olds,
all salesmanship for crying out loud. And if we could just master the art of sales and building relationships, I think that the world would be a much better place.
But I'm talking about the real. I'm talking about the real marketplace here. And when I say nothing happens, I'm saying that if you want more money. President Obama, if you want more money for stuff, you should be currying favor. You should be promoting businesses who make sales, who create, which brings in money to the business, which makes payroll, which pays commission, which pays taxes, which wind up in your pocket. What is confusing to the political class that loves more government? What's confusing to them about nothing happens until someone makes a sale?
Well, I think that
they can't spend they can't spend their own money because they don't have any of their own money. They only have other people's money, which comes when somebody makes a sale.
I think maybe we should put Congress and the entire political system on commission.
I'm 100% commission. Not even
exactly.
A draw. Not even
balance
a draw.
The budget, you get paid. Don't balance.
Not
the
even
budget,
a draw.
Don't get paid.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. No hourly, no nothing.
And folks, what he's saying is never going to happen, but it's not preposterous. It's right. It's the correct way to do it.
Exactly. I mean, every business owner is on some form of commission, and the commission is the balance in their checkbook, for crying out loud.
How about getting a payday?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And salespeople, you know, you want to get more than just produce more.
Let me give you an example. I just reported on it last hour. There are 500 tax provisions that are hanging fire right now that Congress has to renew every year. And guess when they renewed them last year? December 19th.
Unbelievable.
So you're trying to do tax planning. You're trying to make investment decisions, part of which is always involved with the tax code. And you couldn't make it until the middle of the last month. And guess what? We're at the same place this year.
Yeah, we are. And it's
so there are people out there who literally are trying to make a sale, but they can't because their customer doesn't know about the tax implications.
Yeah, and they can't make a decision because they don't know what's going to happen, you know, when the tax codes are passed. And
that's right.
Depending on what the government's going to do. And, you know, it's just we're held hostage by our own government.
And they wonder why Donald Trump has such an appeal.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of amazing, isn't it? That guy's been on commission his whole life.
His whole life. Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing. People don't care whether he's a true conservative or not. He's speaking their language, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I mean, I got a lot of things that I don't like about Trump, but he speaks the language of a lot of folks. And
he talks
and,
the talk.
He may be the beginning, whether he gets elected or not, he may be the beginning of a revolution.
Could be.
And I might have to join that revolution. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, appreciate it, Jim.
IASTraining.com. Check out Brad Huskin right there, ladies and gentlemen. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.